Good morning, guys. Hey, we got, I put together a whole little thing here today. So I think I was talking to Mike Armendariz, and Mike, I was telling him, and you know, what I've been doing, and there's a secret sauce to winning and making money and being busy. And so today I'm going to go through and show you how I work. And I'm going to give you just kind of an overview of, you know, I had 52 appointments in the last 30 days, just to kind of give you a little motivation here. Had 52 appointments, 36 transactions, had 3 recruits, and generated on my own, you ready for this, 130,000 in commissions in the pipeline. Think about that. All right. Is that going to get you motivated a little bit? I mean, and that was doing it 2 days. That's doing my normal schedule. Had 9 days away from town. I played golf, I think, 11 times. All right. And generated that. That's on my own. Not overrides, you know, not my part-time income. You know, that part-time income you build up over time in Primerica, that you get 50, 60,000 a month coming in on that. This is what I did. Okay. And I'm not tooting my horn, but I started looking back. It's to the point that I was like, I got to slow down here because we can't even process everything. How about that? That's a good problem to have, but it's truly what's going on. And so today I'm going to kind of hit that. I think you'll, you know, I think it'll be good. It was an Army Day. I was telling Mikey about it. As a matter of fact, I'm getting on an airplane this afternoon, going to play golf the rest of the week. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Always hit us up with ideas, support. You get Lucas, all of them do a great job. And also we'll be talking about, we're almost done. I'll talk to Bree about it on the professional, you know, money principles for professionals. So we're going to be asking you guys to do, you know, jump in. If you're a $100,000 earner and you want to jump in and do some of the pieces of this, we want to get that. What we'll do on it, we'll send you the PowerPoint. And then you can do it on your own Zoom and then send it to us. And then we'll be able to put it in place. We're continuing doing everything we normally do each week. And, you know, just keep putting people in there. I mean, Kristen does that every week. We continue to do them because I think it's important. So let's keep on rolling on that. Of course, we've got our kickoff coming up. That's May 8th. It's going to be an integration of working in technology, old school, new school, perfect timing for it. We've got, a lot of these places opening up, you know, all over the, you know, country with COVID and stuff like that. So you're going to be able to go back. I noticed that, you know, we've got some trade shows coming up here in Nashville that we used to do all the time. So guys, think about this: trade shows and Sales Team Pro. You go gather 1,000 names at a trade show. You turn around and follow up with an email campaign. And next thing you know, you got them in the hopper. And you never know where it ends up. So we sent out, Bree, have we sent this already? Yes, okay. So let us know, because what I'm gonna do is start negotiating with hotels. And just so you guys know very clearly, this is not a Sales Team Pro profit agenda, okay? We're gonna do, it's like, we're gonna run like Fast Start School. In that, you know, we're going to cover our expenses, and that's going to be the extent of it down here. But we need to get an idea on hotels and stuff like that. Nashville is a hopping place. And so anyway, we've got to get an idea on what you think realistically, the number of people that would come in, and we'll have a big time. I promise you, Nashville is the most fun town. I mean, you know, every weekend they say it's now Nashville is the number one city for bachelorette parties. How about that? Overtook Vegas and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's fun. Everything's fun down here. And, but we're going to do that. It'll be a good little tax deductible expense for travel to a conference. You'll learn something and get to hang out with people we've been virtually talking to forever. I'm going to keep reminding you the Android app. I was talking to Tommy. I think he told me he had 1,500 new names uploaded in the last week. From his new recruits because of the app, assets held inside and outside of Primerica. I'm going to talk to you about that today because, you know, future revenue, what's going on, we'll show that. You got the FNA email campaign, landing page, you got 30-day recruit intro series, which you bring a brand new recruit on, you hit a button, give them a free account, and then they get 30 days of training. I mean, how good is that? We got all these good things that you can go check out. We got the professional practice series. Well, we'll talk to Bree about that, where we're at. Pipeline and pending reports. Let me tell you why I put that in place, because I can't keep up with everything I'm doing. How about that? All right. Is that crazy? I got so much stuff going on that I can't keep up with it. And when you get to a point where you got an $800,000 rollover and you forgot about it, that's a good thing and a bad thing. And so that's where we're going in right now. And Steve has been working on that. Steve, you there? We got Steve yet?
I'm here.
I've seen him. Stevie boy, are you there yet?
I'm here.
Tell me what's the story. Tell them a little bit about this pipeline and pending report. What you got in your head?
Since you and I talked over this, what I think we're going to do is
turn your volume up too. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Maybe hang on just a second. Is that any better?
Maybe it's me. Okay.
Go ahead. Roy, he's super clear on this side.
All right, go ahead. It's me. Go ahead.
Where was I? Oh, we're going to, I think we're going to put a new tab on the contact card that, we're going to call it pipeline or something like that. But what we're going to do is, and Roy, you're going to be better at explaining of this. We're going to, split it into two different sections, business that you, have potential, like an opportunities with a, contact where you can put in the amount of commissions that you expect that you might be able to earn from this, whether it's a sales call that you made that you think's gonna close, stuff like that. And then
money that's coming in the future, you know, somebody that you think is a good recruit prospect. And so you're gonna be able to pipeline this almost like a to-do list, right, Steve?
Yes, exactly. And we'll have tasks that, so let's say that you've closed some business and you have documents left to sign or something like that, you'll be able to create a task and then see it on your dashboard. So every time you log in the morning, you can see what you need to do for the day to get this money into your pocket, you know, to get the deals closed and get your customers taken care of.
So what we're going to do, we're going to have a pipeline report. That's the stuff that, you know, that like I had a lady yesterday that she's got a 60 acres of land that she's got. She listed it yesterday. It's $800,000 that she expects to get. I will get that money. It's in the pipeline. I will follow up on that and check in, all that kind of stuff, things like that. It may be a recruit that you feel like you're going to get. You put it all at your pipeline. Now, once you close it, you can hit it and just change the button. It'll have a list of life, securities, you know, recruiting, other, where you put your notes in there. It's like a to-do list. And then you hit pipeline, and the pipeline button goes to the pending button and it moves it over to the pending. And then when it's pending, when you get paid, when the rollover completed, everything, you're going to hit close and it's done. Okay. It's going to give you a list of how much is in your pipeline, how much money you got coming. So you'll put on their life app and you put the estimate of what you're going to earn on it. You'll be able to look at your pipeline report and say, I got 26,000 in my pipeline and I got 22,000 in my pending. Okay. When you pull it out of pending, guess what? It will deduct it out. You're going to be able to look, say, here's my money that I need to go get. Here's my money I need to finish up. How about that? That's coming. And we're working on that. Well, and that came as a result of me, honestly, outselling my system. How about that? All right. So I'm like, all right, I'm outselling my system. That's good news. Bad news is that I'm, probably going to lose some money if I don't have a better damn system in place. Right. So I did that. All right. So I want you to think about this for a second. Are you receiving the maximum return for your effort? Right. So start thinking about that. Are you receiving the maximum return for your effort? And we talk about optimizing, and optimizing, what that does is that gives you the most effective use, right? The best, most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource, right? So that's when you're optimizing. And so for instance, with me right now, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, this is great. I'm closing all this business. But if I don't get it through the system, okay, then at that point, what am I doing? I'm just spinning my wheels, right? So I want to get it through the system. Now, let's talk about getting it through the system. What is getting it through the system? That's getting a recruit from an IBA, getting them to a license, getting them to a securities license, getting them to full-time, getting them to RVP, getting them to $100,000, and so on, all right? So that's optimizing. So you start looking, you say, well, what do I need to do to optimize? So when I'm out there doing this, okay, then I'm going to get the most or best, most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource. If I have people working with me, okay, part of the things that I'm doing on this pipeline and pending is this is going to allow me to work more effectively with my assistant who is going in there and having to finish up this stuff. That's why I added the audios, okay, that we can upload. So then that way she can get a better understanding of what's going on, okay, more in detail. So that was part of optimizing. I'm looking at optimizing the admin process so I can get the most out of what I'm doing, make the most effective use. So I want you to think through that. Okay, now I'm gonna give you another one. It's called Alpha. Okay, Alpha and Beta, if you've heard of Beta, Alpha, all that kind of stuff, a beta in the mutual fund business is if you have a 1.0 beta, that means your volatility is equal to that of it's comparatively to the S&P 500, the S&P is a 1.0 beta. So that means if your fund performs with equal volatility to the market, it would have a 1.0 beta. When you create what they call alpha, alpha is of a minus 15 right here. So it means the investment was far too risky given the return. All right. To give an example, an alpha of zero suggests the asset earned a return equal to the risk. Alpha means that you created a greater return. It outperformed adjusting for volatility. So let me give an example. Some of the American funds, I would sit down and I would talk to people and I would say, now look, you know, your return right now, okay, this fund has a return equal to that of the S&P 500 with a 0.6 beta, okay? So what that means is the return was equal to what the market was, but you did it with 40% less risk. So that would be the alpha, okay? Now think about alpha, all right? So what is the alpha? The alpha is what you want to do is with your effort, you want to be the alpha. You want to take the least risk, the least time, get the most return over and above what you're doing. Now, if you measure your time, your investment that you put into things, either in time, in money, okay, or in people, are you getting the alpha out of it? If you were a mutual fund, would you be outperforming the market with less risk? All right. So what you want to be thinking about is how do you create that alpha to where you have the least amount of energy with the greatest amount of return? Or if you put more energy in, you're getting commensurate more return. That's what you start thinking about when you're working. And then one day you can have time and money because what you've done is you've got it done in a shorter period of time. You optimized what you were doing. So you start looking at the best use so you can receive the maximum return on your effort. All right. So this is what I try to do. I try to get to the point because I love to play golf. You know, I've played golf. I've had 96 rounds in the last 12 months. I love to play competitive golf. Well, I can't have 96 rounds of golf and make $300 a week, okay, in the business, right? So I have to figure out a way where I can optimize what I'm doing so I can get to do what I want to do, all right? And so if you want to be able to have freedom, you need to start thinking about, is this the best practice that I'm doing? Can I look at each parts of my business and try to get better? All right. And then once you do that, you start achieving what they call alpha. So now what's the best way to start doing it? Okay. Well, the first thing is you become the one trusted source to solve problems and create opportunities. All right. So what it amounts to is people are looking for people who can help them solve problems and create opportunities, right? Think about that. That's what, that is the ultimate deal. When you can solve problems, you are the go-to person. All right. So what do? How do you solve problems and create opportunities? The first thing is you clearly define the problem, right? Think about that. All right. Then you create a real solution that everyone should come to the expert to handle. So what you want to do is you want to make sure and clearly define what the problem is. And think about that. If you express the clearly defined problem to someone and you put it out there in a mass market of people, okay, what will end up happening is over time, you are gonna show them, okay, there you know what is going on in their life. You know what is going on in that market, all right? Because you understand it, you define it, and you put it in a very definitive way so people understand it. Then secondly, you create the solution and you become the obvious choice for them to do business with you because you are providing them something that will solve their problem and you have a moral obligation to do as much of that problem solving thing that you do to help them get where they need to be. So what's happening with me right now is because I've been doing this thing for so long, I am realizing how incredible the results are being for people who are now starting at $25 a month. One of them who has 800,000 and he's been with me for 30 years. How about that? And they were my $25 a month and a life insurance policy person. Okay. And now they're 800,000 bucks. Okay. And retired. Their house is paid for. I talked to one of my guys that you guys, I'm not going to give his whole financial story, but when I met him, he was running up and down the road in sales, had credit card debt, car payments, had no money set aside for his kids, that kind of deal, has come into our business, put together and practice what we preach, over 200,000 in income is the most, never made more than 200, but here's what he got. His kids graduated from college, no debt, all right? His house has been paid for forever. And he told me he's got $1.8 million in cash. Okay. How about that? All right. And he started that. That's the result. And he just told me, he said, man, I just want to thank you. This is one of my guys. Okay. Not only was a client first, then he became an agent. So what are our clients dealing with? Well, they're worried about their financial future. What are they worried about? I'm worried about retiring. These are what they're saying. I'm worried about running out of money. I would like to understand really how my 401k works. Okay. I'm unsure about the future of my income with my job. I'm worried about the stock market. Okay. I want to get out of debt. Think about that. I want to get rid of financial stress and be confident. This is what's going on with people. So now if you understand that and you put that in the right way, what'll end up happening is they say, man, this guy understands me. I can relate. He can relate, right? And then you create the real solution, okay? So now what am I doing? I'm always thinking about growing, all right? So if you always think about the things that matter, what is it? How do you make more money in the business, all right? So first decision you got to make is, am I a salesman? Okay. Am I a salesman or am I a financial advisor? Okay. What are you? Are you a salesman or are you a financial advisor? Because if you're a salesman or a saleswoman, okay, then you're not providing the outcome, okay, that people are going to want to have. I'm going to give an example. Okay. Right here. These are all these annuity statements that I just opened up. Okay. These are like Bright House sent them. All right, you should be every single month going in and downloading your stuff, okay? And what you're going to find is there's going to be business there, okay? I had somebody, and what I mean by download, I don't mean sit there and look at it. I mean, download it and then start, put it on your computer and start studying this stuff and go through your assets. And you're going to find out, I had a guy that, he did it. I told him not to do it, but guess what? He put his money, took it out of the market. Well, I got back with him. Okay. Because it's still out of the market. He lost, it was his fault. And, but anyway, now we're dollar cost averaging back in the market and we're taking a part of it, put it into an annuity. Okay. As a result of it, he knew it was his fault. I told him no. Guess what? I have customers that don't listen to me. But the fact of the matter is, I want to be an advisor is what I want to be. I want to teach people how to do things. All right. I don't want to be a salesman. And in doing that, the more customers and the more licensed people I have, then I'm going to do better for doing what I'm doing because I'm solving a bigger problem, creating a bigger opportunity. I want to increase the purchase size because it's in their best interest. And I want them to do it more frequently because it's in their best interest. So let's just take an example. First step to more customers is always the word more. I covered this last week. The second is just optimize every process of the selling cycle. It begins with a front end capture of the name. How are you going to capture it? What are you going to do with it? So you're going to get more people in the database. So you want to start that. That's the beginning of doing it. Then you say, what happens before the name? How did I get it? What happens after the name? I covered this. Okay. I'm going to give you one example. All right. All things being equal, if someone's saving $1,000 a month and into their mutual fund, will they be better off than saving $200 a month? Everybody? Absolutely right. The more they save, the better off they would be. If you do $1,000 rather than $200, would you be better off? Okay, for doing that, they're going to be way better off. Keep in mind, they get to keep 99% of the deal because we get one. We're living off 1%, including the mutual fund. Okay, so they're getting 99%. Pretty good margin that they're getting to keep on a product. I don't know any other product like that. And so the point is, so if you're doing, who's getting the biggest benefit? They are. Well, watch this. Forever, we saw this. Pay yourself first, $200 a month, right? How about that? Remember? All right. Well, I went in and I said, I'm going to change it to $1,000 a month. I did this a number of years ago. So I get in someone's head, $1,000 a month. And then they don't think in terms of, oh, maybe I can't do $1,000. What could you do? $500. Rather than saying, could you do 200 and then do that? That's just one example of increasing the purchase size. Let me give you another example. You want to increase your business, do more frequent purchases. In-service distributions allows you to get the money sooner. Let me give you an example. I had a $900,000 rollover, and on a $900,000 rollover, it was $1.8 million, 900 of it got moved. Had some problems with one of them. It was some it's all admin related stuff. But the bottom line is that I just got that money. It just happened. I did it in December. Okay. And 900,000, figure that's about $125 a month. So by me not getting it just on the trail commissions, it would be $500 over 4 months. So if you run out, if you've got an in-service distribution of $1 million that you're not getting because you're not on it, it's costing you, not including your front end money, it's costing you $125 a month every month you wait on it. So why wouldn't you want to go get it now rather than later? That's why that 59 and a half deal happens. So you follow up for more and more money and more referrals, and you go back with additional products. So you do the work, grow your database. That's the do nothing money. So you change your thinking and run your business using the system. You commit to no more lost names. You commit to knowing your customers, which creates referrals, and commit to follow up until they purchase or become a recruit. So this was my calendar. If you want to know what my calendar looks like, this was the week of April 5th. What do you think about that? That's the way it looks. Okay. That's my Monday and Tuesday. You can see what's going on. I've got stuff going on all the time. I play golf on Wednesday and Thursday and then Friday. And then I got up on Saturday, had the kickoff, had one before and two after. How about that? All right. So that was a typical week. If you look at that, that's a lot of appointments. Now, how does that happen? There's a system involved. I believe this with everything that's in me that as soon as you can, hey, it may be your spouse, okay, one of your kids. Guys, I had a 16-year-old call cold call from 5 to 9 at night for almost 3 years doing phone surveys in a neighborhood, okay, Monday through Thursday, for me to do drop-ins back in the late 80s where they call a city guide and stuff like that. So I've always delegated the phone. All right, I know how to do the phone, but I delegated the phone. So if you get a sales assistant working your database, I think that's part of the secret sauce. You build trust, you do all that stuff. So now let's talk about how it works. I have a specific weekly schedule. I work on Mondays and Tuesdays. Now, if I'm out of town, okay, I will make up and I'll do it on Saturday morning. So Bree and I talk. She knows when I'm traveling. She has my calendar, all right? So she knows exactly when I'm available and when I'm not available, because it's the only times that I do appointments. So Monday and Tuesday are my week. If I'm in town every Monday and Tuesday, then I'm working Monday and Tuesday. If I'm not, I'm going to add a Saturday morning in there. She fills it up. We create the trust environment prior to the appointment. I don't do business with people. I don't try to do business with people that have no idea what's going on. Okay. I want them to know what's going on. That's why, you know, it's called sales nurturing. And what sales nurturing is that you meet somebody and say, hey, I'm going to send you something. I met a guy when I was out of town just recently, and he started asking me what I did. I told him,
need some help?
My phone, turn around and give him my phone. And after he puts his information in, I sent him, you know, the client education series. I sent him back a text. This guy's an executive type guy. And I sent him back a text and I said, hey, by the way, thanks. It's nice meeting you. Here's a link to my podcast. Okay. So I do that. And the next thing you know, it'll just keep on going. And he's on a follow-up system. And there, and before you know it, he may end up doing something. It doesn't matter. So then what we do is we educate first, then the appointments that are scheduled, they know more what's going on. So that's part of the deal. And then it's massive numbers, calls, text, and emails. Retail has told you this, she does 20 to 40 a day, 5 days a week. So you know, if you take 100 to 200 and you do that every single day, 5 days a week, do that over time, what happens is you got so much activity going, you're only doing business with people that are ready, all right? Then we schedule appointments. All right. We do phone, we do Zoom, or we do in person. My phone appointment is the easy way to do a 15-minute phone call. When I do a 15-minute phone call, I get on the phone with them, and I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had a lady that we had an end of term. All right. I get on the phone with her. First thing happens, now keep in mind, she's in Memphis, Tennessee. I had an office there years ago. I've never talked to this woman ever in my life. She bought the policy in 2001. It came up as an end of term. Of course, when they get the end of term, what happens? First thing is they see their premium go up. They didn't ever think it'd ever go up, all that kind of stuff. And I could tell right off the bat that she was irritated. All right. So I just said to her, I said, hey, her name is Pam. I said, Pam, hey, real quick, before we get started, I just want to let you know, I know there's some sticker shock here. Okay. But I can tell you, we have a lot of options and we'll be able to get rid of that. Okay, so just hang with me. I'm going to give you kind of an overview, if it's okay, of what's going on. I go through and I do that kind of stuff. And I said, now, based on the fact that, you know, we're 20 years later with this coverage, you know, probably what we ought to do is just find out if you even need anything, you know, because reality is that your kids are probably grown and stuff like that. Would it be okay if I ask you a few questions? And she's like, sure. And I can give you a better idea of what you need. So do you own your home? And she's like, yes. I got my little notebook here. I'm taking all these notes. And by the way, this is all dated. I date the notebook. So I just go right back in. It applies to my calendar, make all my notes, just like that. Then I do a little audio. I send it back to Bree. She puts it into Sales Team Pro. Now I got an audio, got notes, got everything. And so then, would it be okay if I ask you a few questions? She's like, sure. I said, what do you own your home? Yeah, what's it worth? She told me it's like $290 or something. I said, what do you owe on it? Great. What's your interest rate? You know, she said, I just refied it. Great. I said, how about emergency money? Do you have any emergency cash? She said, oh, I got a big emergency fund. I'm like, really? I said, how much? She says, $350,000. I'm like, $350,000. We'll talk about that in a minute. What about a 401k? Do you have any other debt? Da, 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 da. I said, well, hey, you know, everything I can tell, realistically, you probably don't really need any insurance. We can keep this little portion if you want to do that. I said, you know, I've been in the business 30 years. I'm probably the first guy in the insurance business, it tells you you don't really need insurance because you got yourself in a great spot. But you do have one issue that we ought to talk about, and that's that $350,000. All right, do you have anybody you're working with on your money? And she's like, no, not really. I said, well, would you like to do a Zoom? And this is a phone call, guys. All right. And she's like, sure. I said, well, here, let me give you a Zoom number. Okay. I give her a Zoom login. We go directly from the call to the Zoom all at the same time. And guys, when I got done, guess what? I'm gathering the driver's license number, the social security number. Okay. I did a complete presentation. All right. And that went from an end of term irritated by asking questions. So I do a phone, I go from phone to Zoom. And then in many cases, I go from phone to an in-person. So that's how it works. We have all these 15-minute calls. The 15-minute calls, we put aside 30 minutes for the phone appointments, and we put aside an hour for the Zooms or the in-person. And that's how Bree books it. Then prior to the appointment, I have all the details. I look into Sales Team Pro, find out what's going on. Bree gives me details on the phone call when she set it up. So therefore I can talk to him. I have notes. I'll give an example. My son went with me on a call. We went and did $1.1 million rollover on a death claim. Actually did it at Moe's Grill, which never done $1 million at Moe's. But he was with me, and she called, we were doing a review because she's a big account. And if she remembered my son, and on there, get this, guys. Now, this is the kind of stuff that happens if you really go in and get to know your customers. So what happened is I look, I said, well, what did she say? She says on this call, followed up with her, please call for financial review. She's also interested in connecting her son-in-law with Harrison, my son, regarding doing business since they're around the same age. How about that? All right. So getting that one. So that's the kind of stuff I know. So I get on the phone and say, oh, tell me about your son-in-law. Then I look at what they've done in Sales Team Pro. All right. See if they've opened stuff and done things like that. Then I gather the data by phone. I ask some questions. I have a notebook I told you about. I do that. That's in by dates. Then I'm going to give them an overall solution after gathering the data. If I can convert them then to a Zoom like I did. If not, I'm going to schedule a time to follow back up with them and take it from there. And then I get detailed notes. I then get my phone out and I record it. And then I send those notes, email them to Bree and Sherry. We're in the middle of right now working on putting together either Basecamp or Teamwork to where it's going to be even more organized. I'll be telling you more about that. It's a project management software. We're going to integrate into Sales Team Pro because that way you don't be searching emails and stuff like that. Then I do the schedule or one-on-one in the future. I follow up until it's closed and so on. We do a recontact based on the lifetime value of the client, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, some of which I send Bree a thing and I say, just don't even worry about them anymore. They're hard heads. I don't want to deal with them anymore. Don't even call them anymore. Okay. And then we're always getting referrals. That's how we do the thing. All right. So then what happens is you build these relationships through the birthdays, the check-ins, the reviews, the holidays, occasional text messages, specific emails, invitations, all that kind of stuff. And before you know it, you got this business that you can't even keep up with. So with all that, guys, I know it's a lot that I covered, but I like to just try to give you something that goes, you know, down the path of, you know, growing your business, marketing your business. We'll look at Sales Team Pro in a minute. But I thought I would just call on a few people. Is Tommy on here? Tommy, where's he at? No, I don't see him on. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm on.
Said you had a great idea. Is it something you need to tell everybody now, or just tell them whatever you're getting out of it?
Well, we got this budget thing that we're doing, and I just, I know you said it's all about the value, and he has a program that he's trying to make a budget that, and it's something that I got to show you, actually.
All right, we'll talk.
This is phenomenal, Roy. Absolutely phenomenal what you're talking about, that pipeline thing, great. But just a couple ideas that are just, you know, increasing the value and creating more business, you know.
Hey, I mean, guys, it's all about value, value, value. Hey, let's hey, Josh Mock, I know you guys killed it on you and John and Steve, all you guys did killed it on Sunday night. Josh, what's going on, buddy? Give me some good info.
You know, the pipeline thing's I think that's like really vital. As you're kind of ramping up marketing, we've been working so much on like systems and ramping up stuff. I just hired somebody for Sales Team Pro because my normal secretary is like, I ain't got time to start doing that too. So I gotta get somebody separate for that.
And let me tell you something too, guys. One of the things that I know for a fact, the person that's doing the phone calls and your admin person, most of the time have a different skill set.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I would try and they will, if their job is to do both, they will tend to go toward the things they like to do rather than the things that you need done.
That's good. So. And just went through Bree's stuff. My wife was actually going through Bree's stuff, video segment. She was like, Josh, everybody needs to go through this. If there's a rep inside of the base shop, they need to watch Bree's thing. It's not just like for staff kind of component. She's like, she really makes you understand how to utilize Sales Team Pro, because we got new part-timers, you know, they're not on here watching this every Tuesday, you know, that kind of thing, not getting the full deal. So I just implore everybody, like, make sure that everybody's going through that, because then there are going to, the new people don't get it. You know, when you're not coming into sales is strange. Licensing is strange. This whole thing is strange. So they need to like go through the training system to understand how to actually utilize it. Otherwise they're not going to be fully comprehending what this thing can really do for their business.
Yeah. Well, one of the things too is, you know, I did this I did two field training appointments last week. And guys, I'm telling you, I didn't even like doing those field training appointments the way they were set up, because I caught myself selling, you know. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is do that. But if you walk into something cold, that's what you're doing. And we're good at it. Okay. But the majority of people that come in, it's that uncomfortable feeling. But if they know why you're coming, okay, and you give them a little preview, maybe you send them, you know, to one of the overviews, the webinars, stuff like that. When you walk in there, it's a whole different deal, and the setting is so much better. So you just gotta, you want to get these people thinking long term about their business. And if you think about, if you get a qualified prospect, let's say they got a list of 100 people, why shouldn't they do business with the majority of those people over a period of time? All right. If they're in the market, we should be able to do business with them. It's just a matter of finding when they're ready, when their agent screws with them, something happens, and you've been around the whole time. So great day. Thanks, Josh. John, Chris, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Give us a couple good ideas here.
Well, the first thing is we sent out the stimulus email that you guys put out. We sent that out and last week, I want to say we collected, I don't know, 20 something thousand just on people, you know, I think it was like three clients fully funding their IRA just off that one email. I mean, and it was instant, using that thing. So we're posting out. I think you had said a while back, you know, when I had asked you how often should you post out, we're putting one out a week, and you really can see, are they, you know, who's engaged, are they opening up? And then you just never know. All of a sudden it's, you know, we got a review on, I didn't post this one. We got the mortgage review one, sent that out, and it was a client, you know, that's been our client for a while. And back in, this is crazy, back in 2010, the agent, the new recruit that led me to this couple, left our business to go join Northwest Mutual, and they were family friends, and he sold them a whole life policy. And I told them way back when, don't do that, don't do it. And they didn't listen. Well, because of the email on the mortgage, I reviewed their mortgage, and then they said, we need you to check out this Northwest policy. They wanted them to dump in $600 a month, and we redid their term, replaced the policy, made $1,500 on the life policy because of the mortgage campaign. I mean, hey, you know, it just keeps giving.
Hey, the mortgage business, guys. I went through that class, and I mean, it's work. I mean, getting the license and the whole deal, but I have already done like 900,000, okay, of loans, and yesterday had two more out of three that are going to, I mean, I honestly believe that, you know, if you work your database and you understand how to use the mortgage business, there's so many ways to use the mortgage business, not just, you know, I mean, they can take cash out. That's on the list. They can pay off stuff. They can do all that kind of stuff. I honestly believe that, the mortgage business is going to be as big as the life business minimum. Okay. Because it's just out there everywhere. So
it's great. It's, and they're listening. You know, when you talk about it, I mean, it's just another way to get them to pay attention to what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Norm Mitchell, I hadn't heard from you, buddy. What's going on? Norm, are you there? I
see. Yeah, Norm's here, my friend.
Some ideas, buddy. What's going on? I know you always got good ideas happening. What's going on? Give us something good.
Yeah, just to echo, man, my wife is, since she retired, she's been taking over the office and plugging into all Breeze trainings. And I think whoever said that a minute ago is absolutely right. I think John said, you got to get everybody going through Breeze stuff, because the things that she talks about, we don't catch these on Tuesday mornings. And the biggest thing you said this morning already, the fortune is in the follow-up. Follow-up, 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 like 10 times follow-up. That's where the fortune's at. There's so much money in our databases right now and our clients. And when you follow up, you just start uncovering stuff that they don't tell you about. And they never will if you're not following up. So thank you, buddy.
Yeah, what you want to do, and what you're saying, a lot of times people just don't realize that if you got, like I had a lady this week that she's got 800,000 in her 401k. All right, she's 52, she makes 175,000. All right, so I only have 27,000 of the money, but we did a follow up annual review email that went out. And she set the appointment. Well, she's got 800,000. All right, that's fine. She's also got a refi prospect. But guys, that 800,000, I went in and I helped her to set up her 401k allocations correctly. She had 200 of the 800,000 in the fixed account. All right, so this lady has just made money and saved it, lives in a small town and the whole deal. So I went in there with her on Zoom. I said, hey, just share your screen and I'll show you what you need to do. We reallocated it. I stuck it in there. Okay, this is assets held outside of Primerica. All right, so now let's look at this. So 7 years from now, all right, if the account gets 10% and I allocated it for, that's 1.6 million that at age 59 and a half will be whose money? It will be my money. Okay, I've been managing it for the whole time. And so we'll just do that. Hey, guess what? Throw that into your future pipeline. That's the kind of stuff that is out there if you keep on looking for it and start doing the things that happen. Hey, George Verdugo, how was Mexico? I saw your Facebook. George, are you there? Are you still in Mexico? You may still be in Mexico. I saw George. George, is George? We'll get George in a minute. George, not, maybe he's over. He's probably still on the beach. Okay. Making it happen. Let's see who else we got here. Josh Huffman. I hadn't heard from Josh in a while. We've been missing Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hello, Roy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. You get it's golf time. I'm leaving tomorrow for golf afternoon.
I've been playing a little myself, old buddy. So
good.
At a Cabo in a week and then going to play in the golf tournament in Shelbyville with my brother, the member guest, that we fly there at a week after we get back. And then we're going to go to Old Edwards. I rented a place up at Highlands for 3 weeks in August. And
there you go.
So we'll be playing some golf too. Yeah. Listen, Roy, this is classic. I mean, what you're doing, I'm sort of in the, I'm still actively engaged, but I'm not going out soliciting clients anymore. And fortunately we promoted six RVPs in the last 9 months. And, I mean, last month we, you know, we busted, we paid right at $75,000 and I didn't write an app. And so, I'm excited about that, but, and so I'm trying to really kind of distance myself from the clients, but what it gives me heartburn as I go, as I listen to this, this kind of stuff we needed years ago. I mean, we needed from the beginning because we, you know, at Primerica, we were always hunters. We were always going out getting the clients. And, you know, all these wholesalers said that Primerica is the very best at generating clients and the very worst at keeping them. And this is all about keeping our clients. And
well, and also it's about doing what you're supposed to do for your clients.
That's right.
That's the thing. To think that you can go sell somebody term insurance and maybe a mutual fund and then never talk to them again and feel like you're doing a job for them, you're not. You're not doing a job at all. And yeah, I mean, and I think the guys, the people who are on here want to be, they want to deep down, they want to do something good for people, all right, and actually do it.
I've got quite a few guys that are coming back, you know, listening. I mean, you do the same thing. Yeah, you're the best that there is with this. I bet you what, you got 15% of your RVPs following, doing what you say?
Oh, yeah, dude, you can't get, I mean, people, you know, I'm getting more and more, but. But yeah, it's like everybody.
But what they got to realize is how much money. I mean, I shudder to think literally the millions of dollars. I've been here 40 years. The millions of dollars that I have left on the table by not having the follow-up system. And, you know, I am not really astute with the technology, but I know when I see something that works. And, you know, years ago, back in 1980, I started in 82, and in 1983, I went to a little retreat we had in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was in the fall of 82 is when they, IRAs were approved, and every newspaper ad, every TV ad with banks, whatever, was promoting the IRAs. And so we had all that collateral benefit of advertisement for it. And everybody was saying to get an IRA. Well, this fella down, I can't even remember his name who presented it, but he showed how redoing their W-4 could free up additional money by teaching people how to properly fill out that your withholding allowance. And the average married couple back then got $2,286 if they owned a home and had children on a special fund. And 99% of them, you know, is like bonus money when it came in, and they might pay off part of a credit card, buy a little something for the house, take a mini vacation to SeaWorld or whatever, and the money's gone. And so I was calling my old clients saying, look, if I could show you how to fund an IRA without taking one nickel out of your existing budget, would you be interested in sitting down and talking about it? Sure.
Everybody
would. And I used that. I mean, my income went, my first 12 months, I didn't make a lot of money. My second 12 months, I made $200,000. And, but that was all due to remember the old Fidelity Destiny where you got the
right
$26 advance commission for a $2,000 investment, $166 a month. And my income went to over $18,000 a month and literally never went less than $16,000 from then on. And just by integrating that one.
And here's the thing about it, Josh, that back then, you know, you had to call you. I mean, even a computer, you did, you know, nowadays, guys, you should be like right now. One of the things that I'm going to do is, you know, I do a podcast, and my podcast, I've had like 25,000 people listen to it in the last year. And I'm getting ready to, one of my deals with today is I'm going to get the podcast sent to my entire database. All right. You just start thinking like that. Good job. Hey, thanks, Josh. Hey, George.
What are the things?
Yeah, hold on one second. Finish up, Josh. Yeah, Josh.
The point I was going to make is that there were 300 people in that room. I was the only one that used that. And what I see here is that they're going to be a nucleus of people across Primerica that are going to take to heart what you're sharing and transform their businesses. And those that don't, they're going to get left behind with this, and they're going to miss out on an enormous amount of revenue that they could add.
Hey guys, just keep coming. Hey, I appreciate thanks, Josh. Hey guys, I also just posted our survey. If you look in the chat box to everybody about our upcoming event. So do take a minute. It's only three or four questions to be able to answer that. Hey, George, how's the trip, buddy?
Oh, dude, it was spectacular, man. I gotta tell you, and if you listen to what I'm going to say, this is what the future is going to hold for everybody on this call. You know, I haven't taken a vacation since 2019 for obvious reasons. So we decided to go to Cabo. Unfortunately, the resort didn't have very good Wi-Fi, but because of all the follow-up that we have in place, I was gone a week and I was paid over $30,000. Now, while I was on the beach, I actually wrote two or three different transactions, started a mortgage. All of this stuff is attributed to the stuff that we're doing with STP. I send out an email regarding our mortgage program. I got people calling me, hey, I didn't know you were in the mortgage business. I did the in-service distribution. I started it on the day I got there, made the call with the lady. She received the money within 3 days. I sent her an overnight package, she sent it directly to PFS. I was paid almost 20 grand on that transaction before I even got home.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. I'm going to start doing some serious traveling because all you need now is broadband. I'm just going to make sure the hotels I go to have broadband. But we're going to be able to take our show on the road. And even though this month I was gone probably 10 days, if everything hits, I should make 75 grand. And most of it has come through the follow-up that we're doing with STP. So I'm going to be the poster child. I'm going to be Tommy. Tommy and I are going to be poster childs on this system, because I truly believe I could grow my income to 100 grand a month and be traveling 6, 8, maybe 10 weeks out of the year. How's that?
Absolutely. Hey, I set a goal this year. I was going golfing 1 week out of the month, every month. And, you know, my income's at like, I think 48,000 month to date right now. I made 65 last month. And I've gone every month since November. I've taken 5 or 6 days off to go play golf and stuff like that. Do we have any ladies in here? Okay. Annie, what's going on, Annie? Give me some good ideas. Annie.
Hey, Roy. Hi.
We're working hard on, Lucas told me that he is working hard on this Spanish thing, and it's supposed to be up by the end of the week. How about that?
Nice. I'm so excited.
So give me a good idea.
I'm going to be in that event for sure. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
So tell me, give me one idea right now that you're
emails that we sent out, the campaigns, you know, and just keep going. That's all we got to keep doing.
So you've been scheduling out people in advance. You talked about that last week about scheduling. Guys, let's go in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a minute. If we have anybody that wants to jump in real quick, I'm going to run into Sales Team Pro for a minute, show you a few little things. You know, I always like to kind of train a little bit, but jump in while I'm doing this. And
Roy,
yes,
I got something to say about just, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, but we've been training with this guy, Andrew, and we've been using the free account. And I'm telling you, with that, with Apple and uploading the contacts, we've had over 1,500 contacts uploaded just from teammates that are coming on board. So everybody gets 100 contacts, and then we go in there and we just qualify them with them. I haven't been in front of a personal customer in almost a year and a half now. Everything is done through Zoom, and Andrew he'll have over 10,000 of premium in his first 45 days just by uploading. He uploaded 98 contacts. Now he has somebody else in his downline doing the same thing. And we're getting a bunch of people to buy into uploading those contacts, and field training people is just so easy when you could just cherry pick them. And this pipeline thing is going to be ridiculous. And it's just amazing. So that's
very good, Tommy. And guys, I'm showing you right now, this is the 30-day series. And if you go in, if you want to see it yourself, all you got to do is hit that button and it will send you all 30 of them right off. But then this also gives them a free account. People have asked me, how do I give my new agents a free account? Just go in and click this thing. It'll send it, shows them how to sign up, see what it says, free rep account sign up. Any questions, you got support right there. Then they'll get 30 emails over 30 days, bring them into the business. That's one of the new things that we've done. Right there. Think about that from a training standpoint. You want to be doing that. So also, what I'm doing, I had 3 recruits in the last, week and a half. And the first thing I do when I do the follow-up, and guys, let me tell you how I recruited every one of these people. And I field trained a guy. I had 2 appointments last week. I do not present. That is, I'm not going to spend my time trying to talk somebody in to doing this. Not going to do it. I don't have the time, the energy. I have no desire whatsoever to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a chance to take a look either through one of the videos here that we've put together, or in many cases, you guys are showing, what Dean put together. But guys, I'm just not doing it. Then Bree has followed up on them and book an appointment. But when I bring them in, the first thing I do, I'm going to show you why I bring them on. And when I do the follow-up, I tell people, what do we always want to do? When's the best time to handle an objection? It's always prior to it occurring. So if I'm talking to Tommy, say, Tommy, hey, I saw you had a chance to look at the, the overview of what we do, join the team video, whatever. And what I'm going to do is, try to answer a few questions for you, that kind of deal. But, one of the first things that people tell me all along is, I don't know anything about finances. I don't know anything about sales, maybe something like that. And so I want to show you our system so you get a better idea of how we work. The first thing I want to show you is our training center. And I go to the training center and I go in there and say, in our training center, we have all different types of things. We have a kickoff meeting once a month. We have every Sunday night, 2 hours of training. We have a marketing call. And we archive every one of these. Also, we put it on a podcast. And so then we set it up to where you can go in. So you're going to get this software free and look at all of the training that these are hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of stuff. You will never have to worry about not knowing what to do. So I don't care where you came from, what your background is. We got that. Here's our archives on these things. It goes on and on and on. And the only people that are speaking here are making $100,000 a year or more. Second thing I do is I go to the dashboard and I tell them we have a system to where you can invite people, and I show them the links to where they can invite their friends and either by texting, email, whatever they want to do. And show them all of these client education series, stuff like that. That's the second thing. And also we have landing pages where you can teach people. And then on top of that, okay, they download this stuff, you get notifications, and we have the answer to every question that there is, okay, in the form of email campaign. So just want to let you know, you'll never have anything to worry about when it comes to that. Do you have any questions on anything? All right, you ready to get your license? And they're like, yeah. So, well, here's how it works. Okay. And we go through that way. So anyway, that's just a quick way of looking at things. Let me see. Chuck, are you still here? Chuck, can you tell? Where's Chuck at? Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yes, I'm still here.
You're the closer, buddy. Closer.
All right. Well, Sales Team Pro has been a blessing, folks. And I'm here to tell you, you need to use the system as well as the campaigns. We sent out a campaign dealing with, putting your money into the IRA. We picked up a bunch of money the last 2 weeks because people just didn't know and just putting it in their face. And we've been using it, and what Sales Team Pro has been doing for us, it's bringing business to our business, and it's making sure that we're servicing people in the right way. I love what Roy put down there. This is pinging my head. Am I running an alpha business? And I think that was huge. And we have to all ask ourselves, do we have an alpha business? In other words, are we overperforming in such a way that we can grow our business without having to put in a lot of work? We don't want to have a negative business where we have a negative alpha. We want to have a positive alpha. So I appreciate our relationship, Roy, all the stuff that you do and your team. And God bless everybody. Let's stay safe.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great week. Talk to you later.